The Lord be with you.
Also with you.
Good evening and welcome to Hebron Presbyterian Church for our annual Christmas tree lighting service and hymn sing. On behalf of the congregation and friends of Hebron, we welcome you here. We meet regularly on Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. in this space, the sanctuary, and you are most welcome to come back as we celebrate this Advent season, which began today. A little bit of a preview for what we're doing this evening. Many of you are veterans of this event, but if you've never been before, what will take place is a little bit of jazz, Christmas music, and then a time of a carol sing-along. So that will be an opportunity for you to shout out hymns that we will sing a couple verses of. And then at the end, we'll move outside and sort of gather around the Christmas tree. And the tree will be lit and we'll sing Silent Night. So you can't choose Silent Night as your hymn because we will be singing it. And then you are invited to come back into the building to Holman Hall, where we will have donuts, cookies, hot chocolate, and other sweets. If you haven't been in here before, the bathrooms are just down the hall here, the first door on your right. We're so glad you are here. Marcus, is that?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's enjoy and celebrate the Advent season.
Thank you.
So sometimes it moves a little bit, changes, but we're in our, I think this is our second, third year of doing things like that. So anyways, we've been a good group. This is Keith William on drums. David Mueller on bass. Damon is also an honorary Hebron boy, which is our regular bluegrass and gospel service that we have in usually the end of September or sometime in August, September time. So he gets double duty this year. So we're glad to have you all here. We're going to do a gospel version of the first Noel. Here, some Charlie Brown. So I think you'll crushes on the drums that just makes it, I don't know, transports you, for me, to childhood. So hope you enjoy this. This Christmas time is here.
Invite you into a posture of prayer, and let us pray together. Our gracious God and Father, we are gathered here this evening to celebrate joy, to celebrate cheer, to celebrate Christmas. And it's in this season that we prepare our hearts, prepare our homes, prepare our world as we look back and remember how you came into the world, how you took on flesh to be God with us. And we prepare to welcome you again when Christ comes with glory to remake the world and to make us whole. And so, God, in this season of Advent and Christmas, there is so much to be thankful for. We give you thanks for the beauty of music, which draws us in, which gives lift to our spirits. We give you thanks for the talent of those who play instruments, who sing, who carol, who love through music. You've blessed us richly with these gifts. We give you thanks also for the gathering of friends and family that we do now and that we'll do in the days ahead around table, the breaking of bread, around good stories, around gifts. But we thank you above all, O God, in these days for your Son, Jesus. For he is Emmanuel, God with us. And even now he is breaking into our world and giving us hope, peace, and light. But Lord, as we celebrate and as we lift to you our gratitude, we also remember that the world is not as it should be. While we celebrate with cheer and joy, there are others who have none. We remember before you this day the lost and the lonely, those who cannot be with their families, and those who have strained relationships with their families. We remember those who may not know how they're going to put food on the table or keep the lights on. We remember before you children who may feel abandoned or lost. Lord, help us to remember those who may be less fortunate than ourselves, but who are still worthy of dignity and honor and who deserve joy in this season. Help us to love our neighbors in this way, to give of our time and talents and efforts, even amongst the busyness of it all, to serve and love those closest to us who may be in greatest need. Lord, and enkindle our heart, we pray, with a renewed sense of hope, of peace, and of joy, so that in our daily living we may reflect the light of Christ to a waiting world. All this we pray, giving you thanks and praise and resting in your embrace. In Jesus' name, amen. invite you to take your red hymnal in hand. It should be in the seat in front of you. And flip through and find some of your favorite Christmas and Advent hymns. There are the number selections there, the sort of range. So from 82 to 160 and from 347 to 369. And as you're looking, I'll give you a second. Say it one more, the number one more time.
135.
135. There is a star in the east. We will sing both verses.
Yeah.
Both verses. Turn to 119, Hark the Herald Angels Sing. We'll sing the first two verses. Number
134.
134, Joy to the World. The first two verses.
Joy to the world.
turn to 88. O come, O come, Emmanuel. The first two verses. 88. O come, O come, Emmanuel. Angels we have heard on high. We'll sing the first and third verse. Go tell it on the mountain, the first and second verse.
Lord,
1:15. Away in a manger, the first and second verse. From this section. Gotten there, there, and there. Yes. 133. Oh, come all ye faithful. The first and second verse. Lo, how a rose air blooming, the first and second verse.
Oh,
another.
147.
147. The first Noel. 147, the first and second verse. One with a descant from whoever was over. 151. We three kings of Orient are the first and second verse. Another. 144. In the bleak midwinter, the first and second verse.
Thank you.
143. Angels from the realms of glory, the first and second verse. Last one, there was somebody here. 132. Good Christian friends, rejoice. The first and second verse. I invite you to make your way outside and gather around the Christmas tree.